Jonathan Lash is president of the Washington, D.C.-based World Resources Institute. A distinguished-looking man with slightly graying hair, Lash says that as he gets older, he's more and more feeling his age.
I've reached the point at age 55 where I wake up every morning and something probably hurts. In fact, I have a friend who says if you wake up in the morning and nothing hurts, you're probably dead.
Lash says that he usually does little about the pain and doesn't rush in for a physical exam. He worries that too many people have the same attitude about the Earth.
He wakes up every morning and there are a lot of things that hurt, but we're just kind of used to it. And we rarely take a look at the whole.
But Lash's group has begun to look at the big picture. The Institute recently released the beginning of a series of reports that Lash calls the first comprehensive assessment of the world's ecosystems. The initial study is of freshwater bodies. It says in the U.S., about one-third of the freshwater species of fish, two-thirds of mussels, half the crayfish, and 40% of amphibians have become threatened or extinct in recent decades. And some of the harmed species are in the Great Lakes or Mississippi River. They include lake trout, a fish called the cisco, and the winged maple leaf clam. Study author Carmen Ravenga says one reason for the decline is nutrient-laden runoff from farms.
You get this very thick layer of water with no oxygen, so all the fish and the plants and things suffer from that. So basically for the people in the area, it affects water quality, affects recreation opportunities, and affects fishing, and biodiversity for those people that really value biodiversity just because it's there.
And not everyone agrees with the report's conclusions. The nation's largest agriculture group doesn't care for the focus on farm pollution. The suburban Chicago-based American Farm Bureau argues farmers are doing better at curbing contaminated runoff. The Bureau says there's now more efficient use of nitrogen-based fertilizer. Then, when the growing season is over, the group says farmers are doing less plowing. Water specialist Jim Porterfield says not exposing the soil and instead leaving more corn stalks and soybean stubble on top of the fields reduces nutrient erosion.
Clear trend there. In fact, farmers have probably changed the earth out there because of their practices. It's gone from black to golden brown during the fall and the winter and spring months.
Porterfield says farmers could be doing even better, but he says there is no magic bullet. The World Resources Institute agrees, but researcher Carmen Ravenga says runoff could also be cut by wiser use of water.
In the U.S. in general, maybe in the Great Lakes because there's always been a lot of water, people are just used to cheap prices and using a lot of it. So obviously reducing water consumption, especially reducing water consumption in the agriculture section with more efficient use irrigation systems.
However, Ravenga isn't only pointing fingers at farmers. She says homeowners need to cut back on lawn sprinklers and fertilizers. She also warns that another big threat to native Great Lakes species has maybe grown beyond human control. That's the rise of invasive species like the zebra mussel. Any cleanup efforts that are tried may be expensive, but Ravenga and others say spending money and time are worth it. The new report places the global value of freshwater systems in the trillions of dollars. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Chuck Quernbach reporting.